Well, we had to close our congregate program. We still kept our frozen meal program going. So our homebound seniors never once lost a meal service, never one time. But we decided to go curbside. That way we would have minimal contact with our seniors, and we would have a mask and gloves on at all times, so for their protection and our protection. It started out really slow, and I was really leery of it all, but it's picked up, and we're having a great time with it. We're averaging anywhere from 70 to 80 people a day, more or less. There's some days it actually tops 100, which is great. And when they come through the drive-through, we play games with them. And I've got a whole list of games we play. Bingo is the most popular.
Now, how do you do that? How does the bingo game work? I'm curious about that.
Well, they come through, uh-huh. And we give them a little bingo card. It spells B-I-N-G-O, and they have to spell bingo. So they'll have all them visits, and then they spell bingo. They give us the card, and they get a roll of toilet paper.
Oh, how cool is that?
And the toilet paper's been donated, which is awesome. Yeah, we've been really lucky. But we try to play other games. It's kind of hard sometimes because we have so many people going through. It's hard to spend the time with them. We were doing trivia, which we're going to try to go back and do some trivia. Today, I'm supposed to be playing how many times were they married?
Uh-huh.
So I don't want to say who we're going to ask about who was married how many times, because I don't want to give the answers away.
I'm glad I'm not playing that game.
No. You can win toilet paper. But it'll be a fun time, and you know, it's just something we can do with the seniors, you know, when they come through.
Sure. How have seniors been able to keep into contact with one another or with you guys at the senior center whenever all this is going on?
Well, we have a lot of seniors who they've made friends. You know, they come to senior center for years and years. I know they're having card parties because I hear about them. They're just not having them at the senior center anymore. We actually had a couple who got married in the 1st of May. A wonderful couple. They met at the senior center.
That
fell
is
in love.
How cool.
Yes, a wonderful couple. And you know, I was fortunate enough to go to the wedding. They had 10 people there in social distance, and it was really nice.
Well,
wedding.
Who was it? We can talk about them, can't we?
Oh, I would guess we could.
Yeah, well, let's
it was Pat Cinello and Bill Brandt.
Uh-huh.
And she's such a beautiful woman. You could just see the love in her face, you know.
So not only serving up meals at the senior center, but matchmaking as well.
No. I didn't matchmake.
No, you didn't.
But they met each other. A person down there introduced them. And not to set them up or anything, but they just fell for each other.
Well, I love that story.
I did a story on for one of our newsletters recently. And she said that she knew right away that she loved him.
Wow.
It took him a little bit longer, but you can see it in his face he loves her too. It
takes us guys longer. You know how that is.
But, of course.
You know? But speaking of that newsletter, that is something that that you are publishing yourself from the Senior Center right now. It's still going out though, right?
We're having a newsletter. It's not near as big as our other newsletter was, but it will come back in time. But actually, First State Community Bank prints this newsletter for us. They were doing our homebound, which they still do that. But they're doing our community one. They don't charge us nothing to do that. Mm-hmm. So it's helping the senior center, which is huge right now. And I really appreciate them doing that for us.
Very nice. Now, I know going back to mid-March, you guys also took up a new program of delivering hot meals, as I understand it. How did that work?
Well, it works great. The most frail people, seniors in Mexico, we're delivering a hot meal too. And they have to get on our list. They call and they get on our list. And Becky Kellogg, she's an employee of ours at the senior center, does an awesome job with this. I mean, she goes out there, and of course she's, you know, wearing her mask and stuff and staying safe and trying to keep our people safe, but she visits with them. And this is right up Becky's alley. And Becky loves to talk to the seniors.
Yes.
And they love her. I mean, there's no denying how much they care about her. So she's doing a great job. We're really proud of her and glad we've got her doing this, you know.
I was kind of hoping, because I know the big question is, and as with a lot of places, when do you think you'll be able to go into a reopening phase? I know that you're owned by Missouri, is it Aging Best is the name of the company?
It's Aging Best is our company, uh-huh. Yeah.
Have they provided some guidance as to what they're thinking about reopening?
Well, we're all anxious to reopen. Believe me, we miss everybody. Oh, it's very lonely at the Senior Center right now. But they're wanting to err on the side of safety, which we understand completely. We're going to have to wait and see what the CDC recommendations are. And also, we have to be in phase 3 of the governor's plan. And then Aging Best, formerly Central Missouri Area Agency on Aging, will submit a plan to the governor's office and then hopefully get it approved to reopen in time.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and I think that's where everybody is at. You know, it changes from day to day, and everybody's keeping an eye on cases, and we don't know if there's going to be a resurgence coming up in the fall, but that's what some of them are predicting, but definitely we'll keep an eye on that for you. How's your staff doing over there? Is everybody holding up pretty well through all this?
The staff's doing good. I'll tell you, we're very fortunate, and I've got to give kudos to our staff. Ashley Bush is our head cook. She's doing an amazing job. Great cook, you know, great personality, wonderful with the people. Of course, Becky Kellogg, and Becky, you know, like I said, delivering these hot meals is just exactly what she was made to do. She's awesome with it. Hired Jeffries, he's coming in. He's our relief cook, actually, but he's coming in. He's helping a huge amount with everything. Vanessa Queen, she's our janitor, and she does a great job of keeping things clean. So we're very fortunate, very, very fortunate to have the staff we have.
Well, I'm excited to hear that, and anybody wanting to get that curbside, they can always give you a call. And
they don't have to give.
They
me
don't
a call.
Have to give you a call.
No, if they can drive through. If they've never been there, I will come out. It takes me like 2 minutes to ask them a couple questions.
Uh-huh.
That's all I got to do. I put them in the system. As long as they're 60 years of age or older, we can make sure they get a meal. And not only are we giving them a meal, but Philip Iman has provided us with ice cream, with some chicken. See, what else is Philip? Philip's given us gobs of things to give away to our seniors to make sure they don't do without. So not only are they getting this meal, but they're getting a lot of things to go with it.
Well,
which is wonderful. And I'll tell you, seniors and ice cream go really well together.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely.
You were telling me something about a business here in Mexico that's doing something pretty awesome right now. Maybe we could talk about that.
Yes. It's been about 2 or 3 weeks ago, we got a donation from a lady, and she said that she went to get her car mirror fixed, and got ready to pay the man, and he said, no, make a donation to the Mexico Senior Center,
mm-hmm.
which she did, and that floored me and surprised me. Well, day before yesterday, I get a call from a man, and he's coming down to give me a donation from him, but he went and got his automobile glass repaired, and they said, Gus Newton, Custom Auto Glass, said, just come to the Mexico Senior Center and give a donation instead of paying. We appreciate that. That's awesome. I have never heard of that before, but thank you, Gus. You're a great man. Man, you're really a strong supporter of our Senior Center.
Very nice. Well, I've got about 16 years until I can get the meals and get on the list, but I'm counting the days down. I know that because you guys do a great job over there. The food is always terrific. And
thank you.
You keep up the good work over there. And thanks for coming in this morning.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it very much, Matt.